And we're fortunate to have him tonight. And Luca, won't you come up here, please? And Darren, won't you come also and pray for him right before he preaches?
Father and our God, as we bow our head before you this evening, Lord, we know that you are mindful of all things for the need of the evening. Father, I pray that you'd anoint your messenger tonight with the Holy Spirit. Give him fresh unction and fresh oil. Lord, I pray for the congregation tonight, Lord, that you'd prepare our hearts to receive the word gladly, joyfully, and God, to undertake the word, God, and apply it to our lives. And Father, I thank you for your call. I thank you for your sweet surrender. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for the goodness that you've shown to us. God, we give you glory. We give you honor. And we are delighted tonight to be a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And for this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Good evening. Tonight our text will be found in Matthew 18, verse 8. When you find your place, if you would please stand. Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire. Y'all bow. Oh, dear Lord, thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for everything you've done for me, Lord. Lord, help your people to be willing to accept the word that you have given me tonight, Lord. Unkink the hose, Lord, of nervousness, and let your words flow fluently throughout me, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Y'all can be seated. Tonight, I think on these thoughts. Caught in the cobwebs of sin. First thing is, what is causing you to sin? And firstly, I think of, it could be your significant other. In 2 Corinthians 6:14, it says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness?" And you know, I think of Samson, and he was unequally yoked with a Philistine girl back in Judges 14. And, you know, Samson, he paid a really bad price for that sin. He sinned, he went with her, and, you know, in his end, he died. A cruel death of, stuff fell on him and he died. He was crushed to death. And then I think of that your phone, because a phone is real dear to me. So I think of that your phone can cause you to sin. And, you know, it can be one of the devil's best weapons out there, because your phone has all this technology on it, and everything is at your fingertips. And if that is so, there is so much temptation that the devil can open up to you. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." So now you're thinking, well, God gives me a way of escape, so how can I escape it? Well, honestly, you just run. I mean, in Genesis 39:7-12, if you'll turn with me, please. "And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and said, Lie with me. But he refused, and said unto his master's wife, Behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I. neither hath he kept back any things from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be with her. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business. And there was none of the men of the house there within. And she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. You know, Joseph, he didn't want to be part of that sin right there. He knew his way of escape was to run. And you know, he knew what the Lord wanted him to do. So he knew that sinning would be a bad thing. And it is not wrong to be tempted, but it is wrong to give in to your temptations. And fourthly, sin is like a cobweb. It will catch you. In Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." When an insect is caught in a spider's web, the spider will then prey upon it to attack it and devour it. And we think about in 1 Peter 5:8, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." And we think about that as in the devil is the spider that makes that cobweb for you to get caught in so that he can devour you and take you to a devil's hell. But you know, in Acts 3:19, it tells us, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." When you repent, basically what the Lord will do for you is he will take his hand and he will knock down that cobweb and you will be there no longer. That's what the Lord has given me to tell y'all today.
Appreciate the goodness of God allowing you to come preach to us tonight. The wage of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. Would you stand in that and bow your heads? Brother Randy, could you sing that song? Do you have that music for that song that I usually ask you to sing? Can't remember the name of it, but while we're praying, I want to pray right now, and others may want to come to the altar and pray. It's Thanksgiving season, and I don't know about you, but I'm way behind on my Thanksgiving. The Lord started me last week, in the middle of the week, about Thanksgiving, a week ahead of time. And if this particular night, if you and all the things God's done for you, to be thankful is the main thing. If we come to the Lord and we've got all these things we ask him for, he knows our needs. But how much more would he be willing to give you those needs if you had previously thanked him for what he's already done? I mean, we just keep asking and asking. That's okay. He said, come to the throne boldly and seeking, I'll save you if you have need of salvation. Whatever your needs are, I'll take care of them. But how many times have we forget? Remember the 10 lepers, and only one came back. I wonder how many of us tonight are like those other nine. None of us here but what could say, "You've blessed me, you've blessed me, you've blessed me." We know that. But would he look at us tonight and say, "You're somewhat like those nine. Not much thanks." And this Thanksgiving is a good time to give thanks always. So as you sing this particular song, just bow your heads and worship and just think about how big he is and how good he is and what he's done for you, and the altar is open. Brother Randy.
Praise, 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 praise to the one who sent us his son. Praise, 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 In one accord, we praise you, O Lord. There is no other name above you. Blessed be your name. God of Jacob, the shepherd of Israel, holy unto your name, holy unto your name. Praise to the one who sent us his son. Praise, 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 praise. In one accord, we praise you, O Lord. Glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God of Abraham, he's faithful and true. Holy, holy are you. Holy, holy are you. Son of righteousness and the Lamb who was slain, you're the lily of the valley, and you're my bride, and you're my morning star. You're the beginning and the end. You're the everlasting Father, and you're the God of all glory, and you're my healer and the King of kings and my deliverer. And my friend, you're the sweet rose of Sharon. You're all love and you're all power. You're merciful and you're mighty. You're the Redeemer of all mankind. And you're the Lion of Judah. And you're the ruler of this whole universe, and you're the Most High Messiah, and you're my soon coming King. Holy, holy is your name. Holy, holy is your name.
Thanks to the Lord for his anointing tonight on the message, on all the singing. And the question is, before we leave, have you heard his voice and done what he bids you to do? That's what he really requires. Just obedience. Better than if you had $1 million, $1 billion, and gave it all to the poor. To hear his voice and know what he wants and say, yes, I'll do it, means more to him than anything else. That faithfulness and thankfulness, all the package. Thank God. Everyone mind the Lord in that.
take this MS out of her body and heal her, dear Lord. Please heal her tonight so she can continue to be here to hear her son and her husband preach and give her a long life. Thank you, Lord. That I've come in contact with this week. God knows the need. He knows the situation, but my heart is broken. Broken for these children in the situation they're in. Just please pray.
Prayer request, and that's what we're going to do. All those that have a special prayer request, if you'll come right here, God could hear you. Where you are, unless he tells you to come right here, then that would be obedience. So we're just going to come, similar says together, those people hurting, many are hurting. Remember the message this morning. Jesus was in the congregation and he saw a man with a withered hand. And he knew everyone's thoughts. And he asked that man with the withered hand to stand in the midst and come forth. Sometimes we like to get in the back corner if nobody's looking. No, it won't work like that. Stand forth and then stretch out your hand. That's all you have to do in faith. Hand was made whole as ever. Simple. Obedience is so easy. And yet, the only thing that we have to get rid of. Now, the congregation didn't want him to do that. That didn't matter. The only individual could have stopped the progress is the individual he's looking at, the man with the withered hand. And the only person that can stop the Lord from doing something for you, if you need it, is you yourself. Not listening to him. Bow your heads, please. Father, you see the needs, every prayer request, every person that came by faith. Many with the withered hand experience, Father, it may not be that right hand, but such an ailing in their body, not able to get over some grudge, not willing to forgive. The list goes on. And Lord, I know you see us as we are. You know our thoughts, and you speak to our hearts. And you've given us this opportunity to come before you. Lord, just to thank you for what you've already done, for what you're doing, and ask you to do for us, for these people, something nobody else could do. You bid them come. You knew the message. You knew, Father, that their needs and their obedience in that simple act of faith. And we're giving it to you, Father, knowing you're able to do it, believing you will do it, and we'll never be the same after you do it. That touch, that special touch, in Jesus' name, amen.